We're continuing our On the Road series, as you can hear with the road noise background. And today's daf is daf Lamed Vav, and the road goes ever on and on. Right there at the top of the blot, top of the daf, Bo'ur'e kama nisim na'asu ba'oto ayom. Continues the Braita. Said the Braita was going before we brought the Braita like Rabbi Shimon. So come and see how many nisim were done in the day that Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. First nis was Avru Yisrael at the Yarden was dried out. The second nis was Uvo L'har Grizim L'har Eval Yoter Meshishim Mil. They had to in one day, if you hold that Har Grizim L'har Eval is literally Har Grizim L'har Eval, they had to travel more than Shishim Mil in one day, which is just absolutely amazing for the entire Machane. The third nase is Ein Kol Briyaya Kol Ala Amot Bifnehem, that they were unstoppable. The third nase was Kol Oimed Bifnehem Miyad Nitraz, that anyone who would even think of standing up against the Jews, even though it says before Ein Kol Briya, but as it means over here, if there was someone, although some have the Girsa that this is not a separate nase, but it's rather not Vichol, but Shekol. And the reason that nobody could be on Bifleim is Shekol or Bifleim Biyat Yitraz. Anyone that attempted to stop the Jews, immediately his bowels were loosened into the most horrific diarrhea, and he was incapacitated. But Lemaisa, we find just like in the Dayenu, we list each thing separately. This is a separate nace, because even if you say that this was the thing that prevented anyone from being Eimed Bifneim, the fact that it was done in such a fashion to belittle them, to completely cancel them out in the most gross fashion, is itself a tremendous shevach of Yisrael, that the pachad and the level of their humanity was such that anybody who looked at them was immediately affected in this fashion. Shenemar et imati ashalach b'fanecha, v'hamoti kolam asher tavo l'fanecha. So I will send forth my terror in front of me, and hamoti, now the lashon of hamoti, is a lashon of mehuma, of complete turning upside down. So that means that the bodies will be turned upside down and everything pours out, so to speak. V'omer, we find the same thing by the Shirat Hayam, when the Klal Yisrael came out of crossing the Yam Suf, says Tipol Aleim Emata V'Fachat Ad Yavaram Hashem Ad Yavaram Zukanita. So you see that there was an Ema that was associated with the crossing. Here to by the Yarden, there's an Ema. That Ema continued. And note that it says twice Ad Yavaram Hashem Ad Yavaram Zukanita. So Ad Yavaram Hashem Zobi Arishona. That was coming now from Mitzrayim during the times of Moshe and Yoshua. Ad Yavaram Zukanita refers to the Biashnia, which was Bimei Ezra. This teaches us, Emor Me'ata, so you can conclude now, that actually Re'uyin Ayu Yisrael Lasot Lehem Neis B'Viyashniya K'Viyarishona. The fact is that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have been dependent on the nations of the world and on Koresh and on the right to go up. They should have been able to just walk in, and they should have had the same kind of nisim that were had by Yitziat Mitzrayim. Because Ezra Bedoro was Kamosha Bedoro. But nonetheless, they were not Zohar to it, Ela Shegaram Achait, Klal Yisrael's Chatoyim, when Gorim, that this didn't happen. V'achar kach, continues the right of the Yisim, the fifth Nes, achar kach hiviu et avanim, that is enormous avanim, which are almost impossible to carry. We said before, Arba'im Sa'ah. Uvanu at ha-mizbeach, v'sadu b'sit. So they made the mizbeach, and they covered it over with seed. Okay, it seems to be dependent on Machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. And katvu alayam, and this is the sixth days, katvu alayam et kol divrei ha-Torah b'shivim lashon. They managed in one day to write kol ha-Torah kula in 70 different languages, which is an incredible thing to be able to do all under the hour that was left. Shnei Amar, v'chatavta levanim et kol divrei ha-Torah zot ba'er heitef. And the seventh nes was Elu Olot Ushlamim V'yachlu V'shatu V'samchu. They managed to have still time left over to bring the Karbonis, because the Pasuk says, Avanim Shlemot Tivnet Mizbach Hashem Elokecha V'alita Alav Olot L'Hashem Elokecha V'zavach Ushlamim. So they needed to still be able to do that after all the other things that they were doing that day. They managed to do that, and they managed to bring it and to eat the kachim, the simcha, and then they still had time to do the brachos for kolot that needed to be done of their chol, the kilolot. So they did the brachot, the kolot, and agrizim, harveyal. They kiplu et avanim, and they then took the stones, or it means they were kolaif, the seed from the avanim, to now transport them back with them to Gilgal. In fact, the Gilian Hashas writes over here that the years, and maybe according to Rashi, we find elsewhere, not the kiplu, which would mean they folded them up, so to speak, in other words, prepared them for transport, but kiplu, but they took off the seed. Uvo, and then they managed to make it back on the same day, Vilanuva Gilgal. They slept in Gilgal, Shneamar, because we find that originally the mitzvah was Achin 12 Avanim, Vahavartem Otam Imachem, Vinachem Otam Bamalon. So when you say Bamalon, Yachol, Bechol, Malon, and Malon, that this means that they traveled along with these Avanim, Talmud Lomar, Shatalinu Bo Halayla. And there was only that night. And where was that night? That it says, Et 12 Avanim Ha'ela, Asher Lakhu Min HaYarden, they came Yeshua Bar Gilgal, which means that this entire day was packed with months of activities, and all took place within one day. Another thing that happened, Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, is a brayta says Tana, Tzira, that Tzira, which was a type of remote controlled weapon that would attack the Oivim of Yisrael. It was the size of a hornet. So the tzira that was there, that was on the other side with Moshe, lo avra imahem, it did not cross the Yarden with them. And this was, it used to shoot at their eyes, would blind them, and would also sterilize them, as we'll see later on. We could use some of those today. Yes, the Gemara below, the Tzira didn't cross the Yarden. Doesn't it say beferish v'shalachti et Tzira lefanecha v'yirshat achivi v'takrani v'takitim lefanecha? So it says beferish that the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael will be together with the Tzira in Eretz Yisrael. So how do you say that it wasn't, didn't cross? Omrib Shimon and Lakish, the Tzira was effective, but it didn't cross. Al-Svat Yarden Amda, it stood on the other side of the Yarden, didn't cross over the Yarden. V'zarka be'emara, but nonetheless was able to shoot at them from the other side. Bingo. V'simtayneem milamala, it blinded them on top. V'sirastan milamata, and it sterilized them from below. And as we see in the Pasuk, Shemar, v'anochi ishmadeti et ha'emorim b'pneihem, Asher kegova arazim gavu, v'chasonu ka'alonim, v'ashmit piryom ima'al, v'shorashav mitachat. So here it says that it will be now misamei them milamala, and will be misareis them, which are the shorashim, from below. However, says Rish Lakish, didn't come into Eretz Yisrael, so it was long distance missiles. Rav Papa Amar, Papa says, what's the problem? There might have been two separate sets of tzira. It was Chada de Moshe, and that's the one that indeed wasn't over. The Chada de Yoshua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach. It was also the Schus that Yoshua had, that he was able to have the tzira. So that one of Moshe, lo avar, but the Yoshua avar. Now, the Mishnah continued to say that the Seder of the Brachot and Hagrizim and Arival was that Shisha Shvatim Alula Rosh Hagrizim and Shisha Shvatim Ralula Rosh Arival, And this is based on the pasuk in the Torah. In the Torah it says, Eila yamdu levarechet ha'am al har grizim bo'avrechem et ha'yardein, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin. And it says, Ve'ila yamdu ala klala ba'arifal, Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zevulun, Dan, v'Naphtali. And so, indeed, we find that they were Bekayim, this mitzvah, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and it says that Yisrael, Zkinav, Shavrav, so on, Ro'imdim, Mizeh, Mizeh, Neged HaKohanim Alevim, Nosei Aron Brit Hashem, and then we have Chetzio, Mul Har Grizim, and now we're going to darshan the strange word, Chetzio Mul Har Grizim, V'HaChetzio Mul Har Eval, Kasher Tziva Moshe Eved Hashem. The question is, what is the strange construct of V'HaChetzio? Normally you would expect that it would say V'Chetzio. So what's V'HaChetzio here that was said, Mul Har Eval? My V'HaChetzio? So Omer of Kahana, because Achetio after all refers to something special, something that is known. So what's the Achetio? Says Rav Kahana, the meaning of Achetio is that you know what the half was constituted of, even though I don't define it over here. So it means Kederach Shach, Alukim Kan, same way that we find Yisrael in the Brachot for Klalot, and our Grizim and our Eval. They were written on the Ephod in the same way, and this was on the Ktefot Ephod. Remember, there were two Avanim, one on either side, and the Shemot B'nai Yisrael were there, Lezikaron, Shisha Mishmotam Aleven Achad, Shisha Mishmotam Aleven Hasheni. So over there, when it says Achatio, it means the other Chetzi, the one that you know from the Avnei Ephod. The same setup that you had there, that's this on the number, the way in which it was split on our Grizim and our Eval, was the way in which we see from here that it was on the Avnei Eifod also. So in other words, according to what Rav Kahana is saying is that you have on the Eifod, the Shvatim were Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin on one side, and on the other side you have Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan Naphtali. As the Gemara, if that's the case, then we have a problem. Because Meitve, Shtei Avanim Tavot, Ayula Lekohen Gadol HaKtefav. Here the bright is defining the Ephod. It says there were two Avanim on the Kitvei Ephod, on the shoulders of the Ephod as it came up. Achat Mikan V'Achat Mikan, one on either side, to the right and the left. Ushmot Shneim Asar Shvatim Katuv Aleyev. And the names of the Shvatim were written on these Avanim. Shisha Levenzo. Shisha Levenzo. Shenemar, as it says before, Shisha Mishmotam Ala Even Achad. Vet Shemot Shisha Notarin Ala Even Ashenit. So now, you see from over there, since it says Ala Even Ashenit Ketoldotam, you can learn from there that only the Even Ashenit was Kiseder the Toladot. So Shniya Ketoldatam, which is Gad, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, and Binyamin, that indeed is the Seder that they were born. But the Rishonah not. Velo Rishonah Ketoldatam. That's why the Torah separates it to say it in this fashion. Shemot HaShishah HaNotarin Alevan HaShinit Ketoldatam. Which is very striking. So it's telling you that they weren't all written Getoldotan. Continues the bright, and here's the piece that's problematic. So the Evan Arishonah was not Getoldotan Mipnei Sheyehuda Mukdam. Since, as we said, Yehuda goes first, and Reuven over there was skipped. So that means it's obviously not Getoldotan. So even though Yehuda was the fourth to be born, but nonetheless, he was put first. And then you had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, Naphtali. And here's our problem. V'chamishim otiyot ayu. If you add up the otiyot of the names of the Shvatim, there's 50 otiyot. V'esrim v'chamesh aleven zo. V'esrim v'chamesh aleven zo. So you end up with 25 letters of the Shemot HaShvatim on one stone, and 25 on the other stone. so that it was completely matched. Now, Lamaisa, there's a problem with this because when you add up the letters of the Shvatim, there's really only 49. In which case, according to this, there would only have been 24 letters on this second one. But we'll see. We're going to get to these questions. Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, Omer. Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel argues, and he says that actually, Lokit Derech Shechalukim b'chumasha b'kudim, that the it's just a little bit strange because the Tanakhama also didn't exactly say that it was the way in which they were b'sefra b'chumasha b'kudim, where over there you have the names of all the Nesi'im at the beginning of Bamidbar. I mean, it's not like he's arguing on the Tanakhama in that point, because the Tanakhama also didn't say it was that way. Tanakhama said this was a unique order. The second stone was completely Alpi Seder HaTolada. The first stone was a little bit out of order because Reuven was switched and Yehuda came first. But other than that, it certainly did not resemble the Seder in the Chumash HaPekudim. So over there, at the Chumash HaPekudim, you had Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Yosef, Binyamin, Dan, Asher, Gad, Naphtali, because Levi wasn't even listed there initially in the list of the Gudim. So it was a completely different Seder. So lo kederech shechaluki b'chumash ha'pekudim, but wasn't that way that it was chaluki b'avnei ephod, ela kederech shechaluki b'chumash sheni. The way in which it was split on the ephod was the way in which we find it at the beginning of the second chumash, which is meaning in the Sefer Shmos. And over there, we have the list of the Shivim that were yored with Yaakov. And what was the Seder over there, Ketzat? There we have first all the B'nai Le'ah. So you have B'nai Le'ah, Kisidran. Then we... So B'nai Rachel, you had Echad Mikan V'Echad Mikan. The B'nai Rachel were put on the second Evan, one on top, one on the bottom, and the B'nai Shvachot B'Yamsa. So you started with Binyamin, you ended with Yosef, and then you had the children of the Shvachot, which was Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher between those two. And that is basically the way they were presented also in Sefer Shmot. And so that's completely different than the way the Tanakhama had it, because according to this, the Seder was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. And then on the other one, you have Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef. So how do you explain the fact that it says, Beferish, in the Ktiva, that it should be written Ketoldotam? What that means is, Kishimotam Shekaralem Aviem, Velo Kishimot Shekaralem Moshe. That means the names, like when they were born. So Yaakov Avinu called them names, and Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the names of all the Shvatim. Moshe Rabbeinu refers to Reuveni, Shimoni, Gadi, but that's not the way they were written. They were written Reuven, Shimon, and so on. So in other words, Reuven velo Reuveni, Shimon velo Shimoni, Dan velo Hadani, Gad velo Hagadi. And that's all that V'toldotam comes to tell me. It's interesting that it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu called in Pinchas Dani and Gadi, which is interesting. The only place that we find those words is in Nach. So the Gemara is a little bit not meduyak, but it says Shekaralem Moshe Dani and Gadi, because Moshe didn't do that. But in any event, this is clearly, nobody holds, whether you hold the Tanakhama, or whether you hold the Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel, nobody holds that the Seder was the way that Rav Kahana claims. It was the Seder that we find over here with the Brachos and Klolos. Says the Gemara, indeed, to Yufta, the Rav Kahana, to Yufta. That cannot be the meaning of the Vachetzio. So what Rav Kahana was being medayek, that Vachetzio is a remez to teaching us the din of the Avne Ephod, is not true. Ask the Gemara, so then what is the pshat? So the Ela, if it's not like Rav Kahana, so then by the Vachetzio, why do we refer to it as Vachetzio of all weird things? Answers the Gemara Tana, Chetzio Shel Mul Argrizim was Meruba Michetzio Shel Arival Mipnei Shel Levi Lamata. The half that was by the Argrizim side had a higher population than the half that was at the Harival side, because Levi was Bino together with the Orin, and that decreased the population. Says the Gemara, what in the world are you talking about? Adarabba, Mipnesha Levi Lamata Batsilu. Levi was on that side. He was the one that was that was on the side of the side in Argrizim. You're telling me that there was more? If Levi was beneath, that would be a reason that Levi, that Argrizim should be less. No, Hochikoma. Afal Pisha Levi Lamata. Even though Levi was below, and you think that that would reduce the population sufficiently to make the Areval side greater, nonetheless, our Grizim side was Meruba. Why? Because Bnei Yosef were with them. And Bnei Yosef, we know, were Merubim, because we find that Bnei Yosef came to Yoshua, and they tainted, Shenemar v'yedabru Bnei Yosef et Yoshua le'mor, Madu anatata li nachala agoral achad, v'chevel achad, v'ani amrav? Bnei Yosef complained. You're giving me a nachala the way you give the other shvatim. But I have a vast population. Vayomer aleihem Yoshua. So the strangest response. Yoshua says to them, well, imam ravata aleih lecha hayaro. If you're so many people, go to the forest. So first of all, we see that they were merubin. Okay, from the actual event. But what is that supposed to mean, go to the forest? Amar Lahem, he said, well, if you're going around proclaiming how many people you have, if that's the case, L'chu v'echbu atzmechem b'yarim, you ought to be more careful, you know. This is something that an Ayin Hara sholetet on. If you have such a vast population, you don't want to go around publicizing it. So go hide out in the forest. Amar Zamru lo, so they said to Yoshua, nonsense. Zari di Yosef lo sholto b'ein abisha. Yosef doesn't have to worry about an Ayin Hara. Dichtiv ben porat Yosef, ben porat ale ayin. The way to read that is altogether ale ayin, ole ayin. They are more chazak. They go beyond the keach of the eye. They transcend ole ayin. They transcend the power of the eye to effect, and therefore nayan ara cannot be shaletet on them. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina says be'alcha. There's another remez that. There's no shlit of the ayin on Bnei Yosef. It says v'yidgu l'rov b'kerav haaretz in the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim. So ma dagim shebiyam mayim b'chasim aleihem. Why does Yaakov Avinu refer to them as v'yidgu? They're just like fish that are in the sea. They're always covered, so the water covers them, and there's no way to count them. Ein ayin hara shaletet b'hem. Therefore, there's no shlit of the ayin hara over them. So because of that, you can't be mashpia. Avzar Shal Yosef, ain't a ayin shaletet by him. So too, Bnei Yosef are free of the power of the ayin hara. So in any event, there's a little bit of a strange thing that's going on over here, because we are darshaning the Maiveh Chetzio to say that Chetzio, which was Mul Argrizim, is Berubim B'Chetzio of Arival. But normally, that since it says for the Vahachetzio over here on the Hareval, not on the Haregrizim, and normally it's Achetzio more Hareval. Normally, the Hey Hayidiyah is said on the one that is unique, that is special. So it should be said on the bigger one, not on the smaller one. It's a very strange way of saying Vahachetzio. In other words, that which registers as a chetzi, even though it wasn't completely chetzi. It's not the way you would expect it to say. So Tosis brings that indeed the Yerushalmi, the derech of the Yerushalmi is more reasonable. They say, Matam lamra chetzio, malamet shemuatim bahar grizim, umurubim bahar eval. Because since, and there makes more sense, oyil she'en shifto shalevi kuloshan. So that, which was the way that it appeared, that our Gemara got confused. Since Levi, that was supposed to be there, the whole Sheva wasn't there because they were down at the bottom. So because of that, it affected the population. So there's a whole discussion of Yerushalmi. What difference does that make? And that Yerushalmi says that the Shevet of Shimon had already lost 24,000 people, the Shittim. And that affected anyway that population, even if Shevet Levi had been there. But it's a very, very different sugya, the way that it appears in the Yerushalmi. Okay, so the next thing that we had learned before, we want to go back now to review. We used the Braita to show that we were wrong in the original approach. But meanwhile, we brought up that there were 50 otiyot that they were split even. 25 on one heaven, 25 on the other heaven. Yes, the Gemara, where do you get 50 otiyot? Ani chamishim otiyot? You can't count. If you can't count up the number of letters in the Shvatim, you end up with chamishim nechichot avim. There are only 49 letters. And this is really weird, because the second Evan, the way we were working it out, is actually 24 otiyot. Because, we're assuming that Binyamin is written without the second yud, beit, nun, yud, mem, nun. That's the way it appears in the Kolotar Kula, Binyamin. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, Yosef osifu lo otechad, shemer edut b'yehosef shemo, b'tzeitol eretz Mitzrayim. We find that Yosef is muzkar in Tehillim with an extra hey, and that extra hey is merames to the way in which Yosef was written on the Kitvei Eifod, on the Avonim, with an extra hey. Matkifor Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I thought the whole point was Ketol Dotam. You said, the only way you explained Ketol Dotam was that we were using their names as they were given at birth. Yaakov Avinu never called Yosef Yahosef. So then you're contradicting yourself now. Ela, it can't be that. Must be that Kol HaTorah Kula Binyamin K'tiv without a Yud. Only the first Yud. V'hacha, since we needed the 50, since the way that his father called him was Binyamin with a Yud, Binyamini. So it's Binyamin Shalem with two Yudim. And that's the way that it appears, Gedol Dotam. Vaviv Karalo Binyamin with a Yud. So he was written then with a Yud. Now, Tosis points out that the Chalukah of the Shemot, according to the Yerushalmi points out that even so, you end up with 23 letters on one side and 17 letters on the other side. So how do you get that there's 25 for 25? So the Yerushalmi explains. And this is the way, according to the way we learned over here, that the way they're chalukim kan, they're chalukim biavnei eifot. So that means that it would not be properly split. It would be 23 and 27. We ask directly from the fact that nobody uses the Seder. Yerushalmi asks from the number of the otiyot per se that it's a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan answers over there that the name Binyamin was written half and half. Binyamin. But Tosis points out that the only way that works out is if it was written backwards. So that you have Bin. The way which you would have to do it is that the second one, which had the stones of Har Eival, the way this Bandi Omer is learning, had the Bin, and the other one had the Yamin. That's the only way it works, that you get 25 and 25. Also, another interesting variation is that according to Yerushalmi, Zvulun was written with a Vav, Mole, instead of Zvulan, the way it's usually written. So we have a number of different possibilities open. Okay. In any event, the way in which it came out to 50 was according to this Bandi Omer, not the extra hay in Yosef, but the extra yud in Binyamin. Omer of Chana Bar Biz, Omer of Shimon Chasida, Yosef Shikidei Shamayim B'Seter. Since Yosef was all alone when he walked away from Eshet Botifera, so he gained one letter. Asifu Alav Otecha the Ot Hey from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Bishmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yehuda was Makadish Shem Shemayim Befar Hesya, and this we'll see, it's referring to the story of Nachshon Ben Aminadov and the Yamsuf. Nikra Kulam Al Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his, all the letters of his names are names that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Even though obviously the name that his mother gave him was before that had happened. But as we often find with names, a name consists of things that are innate in that person's future history as well. Yosef Mayi, what is it referring to when it says that Yosef is Makadosh Shem Shemayim B'Seder? Tichti. Vayika Yom Hazeh V'Yavah Abayta La'asot Melachto. It was on that particular day that Yosef had come into the house to do his job. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, this teaches you he really wanted to do his job, the way we use it today, in not nice language. Malan B'Shishneim L'Dvar Aver Nitkavnu. Yosef also had it all worked out that he was going to be sleeping with Eshet Potipharah today. So he came in the Chatchila in order to do that. Then it says, Vayavoa Baita, Vasot Malachto. And this is really a machloket. Rav Shmuel, Chadaba Lasot Malachto Mamash. One says it means literally to look up, and that's the Targum is that he went in there to do the accounting. So he went to go through the bank accounts on that day. And that was Malachta. The other one said, no. He went in there to sleep with her, Nichnas. There's a tent intent original. And what's the DXS is by Avoa Baita. What are you going into the house? Baita is always a reference to the woman, Ishti Beiti. So it means he meant to go to the woman. And then it says, V'ini shmian she'a bayit shamba bayit. How the Gemara, is that possible? Efshe bayit gadol kebetosho to rush v'amit seks Potiphar was a tsar on top of the government. What do you mean, lo haya bo ish? They're like teeming with people. So how is it possible? Tana dever b'shvol oto yom yom chagam haya. That day was a national holiday. And then, there was old machlokas in the Medrash. Some say it was the day that they worshipped the Nile. And Reb Nechemiah says, no, it was the day in which they gave out the Academy Awards. Right? He really says that. He says it was the day, it was theater day, Yom Tiatron. They gave out the Academy Awards that day. Nobody was going to miss the Academy Awards. So the entire place emptied up to go to the Academy Awards. Look, they didn't make Yosef superstar for nothing. So what happens? So she figures, man, this is my best chance of getting Yosef. So she pretends to be sick. So she pretends to be ill. I can't go. Omra, she said to herself, this is my big opportunity. It's the only time I'm ever going to get him alone. And so, so she grabs his coat and she says, sleep with me. And he was going to. Because it only says, after all, there was nobody in the bayit, but somebody might have been looking in the window. Who was looking in the window? So he saw an image of Yaakov Avinu. It speaks to him. Amarlo Yosef, atidim achecha shikatvu lavnei efod v'atabneihem. There's going to be a zikaron lavnei Yisrael to their zechut on the avonim of the efod, and you're meant to be one of those names. Shall we erase it right now? And perhaps we should now change your name to Mr. Pimp. V'tikare ro'ez zonot. V'chtiv ro'ez zonot yaved hon. Guy who pimps ends up losing all of the things that are most valuable. Miyad. So at that point, v'teshev be'itan kashto. So at that point, Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Meir, sheshava kashto le'itano. So what happened over here is kashto is a lotion of his bow. And bow, we always see a penis as a bow because it shoots shechvazera, which is yorek echetz. So therefore, it's a reference to now what he did was his erection that he had when he went in there. ended up now to going back to the way in which it was meant to be, and that he should not be sleeping with her. Vayafuzu, but the pasuk continues vayafuzu, which means that it seeped out or shot out zro'ei yadav. So what happened is not yadav bekarka. He wanted to lose his erection and he should be able to control himself. So he held himself up just on his toes and his fingers. V'yatza shechvat zaro mibein tziporne yadav. He wasn't able to control his ejaculation completely. And he was under such tight control that it was as if his semen leaked out from beneath his fingernails. So that's the idea of zro'ei yadav. Midei avir Yaakov, continues the pasuk, mi garam lo shiyachakek alav de'efod. So who indeed is the one that saw to it that he should remain capable of being on the ephod? That was Avir Yaakov. El Avir Yaakov was the power of Yaakov Avinu that had shown itself to him, and that through it he remembered not to be chote. Misham ro'eh even Yisrael, meaning Misham Zacha, that's where he was zocher to be on the Avonim, and to be the ro'eh. He was Naser ro'eh. He became the ro'eh of Yisrael. So that we look at Yosef, who was the one who was bechalkel in Mitzrayim, and he was called Kalkal. So he took care of them. Sheneba ro'eh Yisrael azina, nohei katzon Yosef. So it's as if we're saying that Tzon Yosef is Yisrael. They're the tzono of Yosef when he was taking care of everybody in Mitzrayim. And that's the Mishom ro'eh even Yisrael, that he was zocher to be one of the avonim of the Avnei Zikaron of Yisrael. Tanya, the Braisa says, the truth is, I roi Yosef, let mimenu shnei masar shvatim, kederach sheyotzu miYaakov aviv, shnei mar ela toldot Yaakov Yosef. The Torah compares the toldot of Yaakov to Yosef, which means that Yosef should also have had 12 shvatim. Instead, he only had 2 sons that had the din of shvatim. So why did he lose the other 10? Ela sheyatza shechvat zaro mibein tziporne yadav. He lost his semen, and that was the equivalent of losing those children. Nonetheless, we see that it wasn't all lost, because out of Binyamin there came indeed the other 10 that he lost, and Binyamin called all of those sons Al-Shem Yosef. So Kulam Nikru Al-Shmo Shenemar, because we find very strange names for the children of Binyamin. Uvnei Binyamin Bela, Uvecher, Viashbel, and what they're going to darsh in the rest of them also, Gera, and Naaman, and Achi, and Rosh, Mupim, Chupin, and Ard. So we'll darsh in each one of them. Bela is called Shenivla Ben Umot. He was devastated. Binyamin and his brother had been absorbed and swallowed up by the nations, and no one knew where he was. Becher was that he was Bechorli Imoaya. Ashbel was a Shavuol. God has captured him and taken him away. Geira, Shegar Bachsaniot, he lived in all types of places away from Eretz Yisrael. Naaman, he was so beautiful and wonderful. Shenaim Biyoter. Echi, Varosh, Achiu, who is my brother. Rosh, he was the one I looked up to. Roshiu. Mupim, Chupim, is Hu Lora Abba Chupati. We missed out on each other's chuppah, which was a tremendous tragedy. There's also a missing medrash here on Mupim, because in the medrash it says that Mupim means Mipi, and he learned Mipi Abba just like me, so that we learned directly from Yaakov Avinu. Va'ard, she'arad l'bein umot olam, loshen of Yerida. He went out to Mitzrayim. Ikedam va'ard is a loshen of the rose. That panav domim l'verad, he used to shine like a rose. He was so beautiful. Omru b'chia barav, omru b'yochan, b'shah, sh'amar lo paro l'yosef, uviladecha lo yorim ishet yado. When Paro gave over the shlita of Eretz Mitzrayim to Yosef, omru itztagnino paro, all of the displaced soothsayers of Paro complained, and they said, it's against the law Eved shelakacho rabo b'esrim kesem. A piece of junk. The guy was bought for $20 bill. So tamshi leu aleinu, you're going to make him the moshel. Amar lehem, no, get out of here, Eved. Ginune malchut ani roe bo. I see immense chachma and power of malucha in him. You guys don't accurately estimate this guy. Amru lo, im kein ye yodeo b'shivim lashon. Well, if that's the case, you claim that he must come. It's really a prince and a pauper story. So let's see whether he's got the education to be a melech. A melech has to be able to respond to anyone on earth, which means that he should be able to speak 70 languages, just like the Ba'er Hetev. And so, what happened? Indeed, Paro was going to call him to test him out, to see whether he could speak. So, Gavriel v'limdo shivim lashon. So Gavriel came to teach him all 70 languages. Lo avika gomar. So he wasn't able to pick it up quickly enough. Osif lo otechad mishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we needed to insert a chip into the matrix to give him all 70 languages. We used the Os Hei from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And that way, beep, he was able to speak all of the languages. That's why it says, Shnemar Edut B'Yahosef Samo B'Tzeito L'Eretz Mitzrayim. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sam, an Edus of the Hei of into Yosef, so that in order that he should be Tzeito L'Eretz Mitzrayim, Svat Lo Yadati Yashma, that I should be able to pick up languages that I had never before heard. So L'Machar, by the time the next day came about, Paro called him in. Paro would talk to him in some language, he would immediately respond in that language. Every language that Paro spoke to him, he was able to respond. Then, what happened is that Ishtoi Ihu B'Lashon HaKodesh. So Yosef went to speak to Paro in Lashon HaKodesh, but Paro didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. Paro was very embarrassed. Omar Lai, so Paro said to Yosef, look, you have to teach me. Agmari. Agmari, so tried teaching him a logamar. Paro could not learn it. So Omar Lai, so Paro said to Yosef, look, I mean, if you're going to be a competitor of mine, I can't have you holding this over me. Do you have to swear that you'll never tell anybody that I don't know Lashon HaKodesh? And you do? So you won't tell? So indeed Yosef swore to Paro, no one will ever know. Afterwards, when Yaakov Avinu died, Yosef came to request from Paro that he will allow him to keep the promise that he made to his father. So when Yosef tells Paro, Avi Yishmiani Leimor, my father made me swear to say that Bikivriya Shekaritili Beretzkanan Shamatik Barini, I have no choice. Omar Lay, so Paro said to Yosef, what's the problem? Zili Shila Shvatach? Why can't you go to Chachamim and do She'ilo Adeshvua? What's the big deal? Omar Lay, so Yosef says to Paro, so if that's the case, it's Shili Nami Adidach? I mean, what, I should go now? And I should also ask to be matir the shvua I made to you. You're saying it doesn't matter that the shvua was a guarantee to somebody. I should go, and I should ignore the guarantee, ignore the relationship elements that are involved in the shvua, and what's the problem? At least we get the chacham to be matir. It's all okay. I suppose I could do that to you also. The fact that I promised you, that's meaningless. I'll go to a chacham. And he'll be mad to me. Is that what you think? Omar Lay, so Paro said, you're right. Sorry. So, Aleu Kforat Avicha Kashirish Beacha. That's why Paro mentions in his permission that it's Lufi the Shvua. I want you to keep the Shvua to him, keep the Shvua to me the same way. Anyway, getting back to the Ma'amar, we got sidetracked over here. It says that Yosef was Bekadosh Shem Shamayim Betzina, and Yos and Yehuda was Makadesh Shem Shamayim Bifahesya. What exactly was that Bifahesya? We never explained. Asks the Gemara, Yehuda Mayi, what exactly was the story with Yehuda that we called that Bifahesya? Tanya. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kishamdu Yisrael al Hayam, Ayu Shvatim Menatzchim Zeib Zeh. Rabbi Meir says the Shvatim were all fighting. They each wanted the Zechus of being the first ones to go into the Yam. Zeh Omer Ani Yorei Tchila al Hayam. Zeh Omer Ani Yorei Tchila al Hayam. So all of them wanted to have the Zechus until Kafat Shiftosh of Binyamin V'yarad Liyam Tchila. So Binyamin were the ones who jumped in, and they grabbed it. They took that zchus. Shenema Shom Binyamin Tzair Rodeim. Haltikrei Rodeim El Rod Yam. So that they were the ones who jumped into the Yam. V'ayusare Yehuda Rogmim Otam. And of course, the Sarei Yehuda were the ones that were meant to be the Meishlim. They were throwing stones at them. Shenema Sarei Yehuda Regamatam. Lefichach Zachar Binyamin HaTzadik, since they didn't wait, and they just grabbed what they could. So Zachar Binyamin HaTzadik V'nasu Shbezichun L'Gvura. They became the ones that held the Shekhinah in their area in the Beis HaBechira. And that was the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, as the Mokam of the Shekhinah was built there. Shenema Ubein Kiteifav Shachein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled between the shoulders of Binyamin. That's the Baruch of Binyamin. Omar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda says that couldn't be true. Lo kach haya maaseh. On the contrary, they were all fighting about who wasn't going to go. Ela zeh omer ani ein ani yorei tchila liyam. Zeh omer ein ani yorei tchila liyam. You go first. So then kafatz nachshon min amidav aminadav from Yehuda v'yorad liyam tchila. Shenema sevavuni b'kach haShefraim. They were afraid to be Seimech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead, they were phonies, they had no emunah. The Yehuda Odaradim El, but Yehuda, he went down together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Yam because he trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Allah Mefurash B'Kabbalah, and on Nachshon B'Nimiradav, we find a Rebbe Zetehilim, where he, in the Posik, Hoshieni Elohim Kivo Maim HaNafesh, save me, O Lord, because the water has reached my very soul. Tavati bivein mitzula. I am drowning in the mud of the depths. Vein mamad, and there's nothing to save me and nothing to stand on. Oh, tishtafeni, please don't have me washed away with shibolet mayim. V'al tivla eni mitzula. Let the deeps not swallow me up and drown. While this is going on, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. I am Moshe Ma'arich B'Tfilah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the matter with you? Yedidai tovim bayam, v'ata ma'arich b'tfilah lefanai. My most beloved ones are drowning and you're sitting here davening. What are you davening for? Amar lefanav, so what am I supposed to do? Ribono shel olam, mumavi adi la'asot. Amar lo daber al b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. V'ata harim mitmatcha neteyat yotcha layam. Lefichach, Zachar Yehuda lazot memshalah b'Yisrael. Since, Akliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who was nachush to go first, they were zocha to the Malchus. Shenema haita Yehuda lekadsho. Yehuda was makadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael memshalotav, to be all of Yisrael under the memshalotav of Yehuda. So there was matam haita Yehuda lekadsho v'Yisrael memshalotav. Continues the passage. Hayom Rav Ayanos. That's why. So since they were the ones who jumped into the Yam, they were Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, Mefarhesia, and everybody followed. Because of that, they were Zochel Mem Shamah.